a lot of Irish I've talked to, they're like, oh, we don't like the stereotype of being drunks. What do you think?
You see, a lot of drunk Irishmen. But we do not mean any harm by any of our drunkenness. We're always there for a laugh.
Oh, my name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're small in numbers, we're the best in all the land. We play pigs and weddings and at every fancy ball.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Lou. This is our annual broadcast on St. Patrick's Day. Lou, I thought it would be a good idea to do a St. Patrick's Day quiz.
All right, I'm all ears.
It's almost like I've given you the answers beforehand, but here we go. Lou, St. Patrick is the patron saint of what? Lou, what?
Oh, my God. They brought the Italian in to take care of Ireland, for crying out loud.
The Sicilian?
Yeah.
The Lithuanian?
I'm a Slugan, yes.
And so what's he the patron saint of, Lou?
Ireland.
Ireland is correct. And Lou, I'm Irish, English, Slovak. So, and
just
German.
In case anyone's
and a little smidge of German.
Them.
My grandmother had German
just
in
a
her.
Smidge.
Within 2 centuries, Lou, what year did St. Patrick die?
Oh my gosh. He was an old fart. 6th century.
A 5th century, oh! Lou! But you came within the parameters. Only 500 years after Jesus. He died too. All right. What religion did St. Patrick?
On the brighter side of life.
What religion did St. Patty's focus on to convert them to Christianity? Which one's the religion, Lou?
God, everybody knows it's the Druids.
The Druids, Lou. The Druids. They're now called what, Lou?
Greenpeace.
That's right, Lou. They worship trees. So what year within 20 years, either way, was St. Patrick's Day first celebrated, Lou?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go 1952.
Wrong!
Oh!
1631.
Oh, my God.
What year within 20 years, either way, was the first St. Patty's Day parade in New York City?
1952.
And that was also the first time they paid off someone to look the other way. 1762.
Oh!
I doubt there was any drunk laws back then. What do you think? In 1762.
No, Otis wasn't born yet.
There you go. Otis wasn't born yet. Lou, what year within 10 years did Chicago first dye the Chicago River green, Lou?
1952.
You are correct. You got within 10 years. 1962. Good job, Lou. Good job. So what's your theory on why the Irish wear green?
1952.
Because
of the Druids, of course.
Yeah, because of the Druids. No, Lou, it was the Irish Rebellion of 1798.
Oh.
They were looking for a color to piss off.
Come on in.
They were looking for a color to piss off the British.
Okay.
British wore red. The Irish wore green.
Go ahead.
Lou, how did beer become the official drink of St. Patty's Day? How did that happen?
Budweiser.
Budweiser is correct. They started a campaign in the 1980s to put that into the atmosphere. And it worked.
It worked.
It worked. I wish I had a Schlitz, Lou. One of the great slogans of advertising history. Finally, Lou.
I'm all ears, Commish.
What combination of liquors will get you the greenest of green vomits?
Until this year, I would have said the Chicago River.
That's right. Drink from the Chicago River. That will get you the greenest vomit ever made. That is correct, Lou.
Yes.
So, Lou.
I'm a tear.
So, Lou, your most memorable St. Patty's Day, either as a bartender or participant, what is your, what's your line on that, bro?
My most memorable St. Patrick's Day, don't they have to be told to you?
There you go, Lou.
Actually be memorable. Isn't that the whole point?
That's right. The only way to have a memorable St. Paddy's Day is to have someone tell you the next day what happened.
There you go.
Are we having a party?
Oh, yeah. We're having a huge party.
Huge party today. Huge.
Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're closed.
Today. Come in today. Let's finish this up.
We got a minute. Let's finish the podcast here.
Yes. Okay. So the power rankings of the week.
Tomorrow.
I'm all ears.
All right. Tomorrow. If you had to power rank, the following four Irish food icons, Lou, what order would you put them in?
Okay.
Corned beef, cabbage, of course. Irish stew, Irish soda bread, shepherd's pie.
Soda bread.
Soda bread's four. You don't like the bread. Just bread alone.
Yeah.
Lou cannot live on bread alone.
Yeah. Irish stew, number three.
What is the recipe for Irish stew?
Boil meat and throw a potato in it.
All right, Lou. And finally, the number two will give
corned
us...
corned beef.
Corned beef and cabbage. Another upset. Number one is shepherd's pie. Lou!
Yes, Lou!
Give us your catchphrase out on this St. Patrick's Day.
Come on!
And go Bears!
This is the commission inviting you to tune into Lou Old Dickman every week right here. Lou Old Dickman is sponsored by Lou's Irish Stool Service. When you need a good stool, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Old Dickman shillelaghs you!
The music is something grand. A credit to all Island boys who back tomorrow's band.